two people and a secret. The beginning of all conspiracy. More people and more secrets. But if we could find one moral man, one whistleblower, someone willing to expose those secrets, that man could topple the most powerful and most repressive of regimes.
Okay, here's the deal. There's a reason Hollywood never made a movie about the Whitewater scandal in the Clinton administration. It was just too doggone confusing to fit in a coherent story. Similarly, the WikiLeaks story is a massive, convoluted web of international intrigue that's more about hackers behind their computers than dialogue and action. It also features many shades of gray with the characters and the people behind it. Bill Condon gives it a try in The Fifth Estate, and with Benedict Cumberbatch's Julian Assange, there's quality work done in the film. However, the characters are too murky and the hero worship is a bit too thick, and the intricate details of how things work behind the scenes weigh the movie down too much. For the news junkie, this will be a compelling piece, but for me it was a chore to get through. The Fifth Estate gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.